Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and today it's my distinct honor to introduce you to Copper Point Insurance. Copper Point Insurance Companies is headquartered in Phoenix with 325 Arizona-based employees. The company has a long-standing history here in the state of Arizona, with their roots tracing back to 1925 when they were founded as the State Compensation Fund, the SCF. And then in 2013, SCF was privatized and converted to a mutual insurance company. And that's when the Copper Point Mutual brand was launched. Now with multi-state, multi-line insurance carrier providing not only workers' compensation, but other business insurance products. There's so much more to share about this incredible organization. And who better than to do that with us today, Copper Point's president and CEO, Mark Schmidtlein. I should have checked on that pronunciation.
Schmidtlein, but it's close enough.
Schmidtlein. I can't believe I didn't do that. So Mark is here to fill us in on where Copper Point has been, where it stands today, and of course, where you're headed to next. So welcome to the studio, Mark.
Karen, thank you very much. And it's definitely an honor to talk about Copper Point. It's something that I just came into maybe 18 months ago. And first of all, you know, I think one of the natural things is, why did I move from Connecticut, which is where I'd been for years, to Phoenix? I think most of your listeners could argue that a nice March day is a lot better than the 2 feet of snow they just got yesterday. So I am very happy to be in Phoenix, Arizona.
How did you handle the summer?
You know, I did, the first day I was here, and Julie, you know, can attest, and the rest of the group, it was 120 degrees. And my wife and I got introduced to the company, and they told me that when I interviewed in March, that every day was like March. And it really wasn't true, but we have gotten used to it like everybody does. Again, you're not shoveling sunshine is the phrase. So yeah, we couldn't be more pleased to be in such a welcoming community.
I'm pleased to hear that. And you've had a long history in insurance as a professional. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure. I grew up in Pittsburgh, and that's where I took my first job with a company called Aetna, which is now known for its life insurance and health more than it is for property casualty. And I grew up in Pittsburgh and moved a number of places. I moved out west to Denver, moved back to Washington, D.C., and spent the first 20 years of my insurance career really in field assignments moving around the country. I then accepted a corporate position with St. Paul and a mentor that really guided me through my whole career, which was a gentleman named Jay Fishman, who led the Travelers companies and kind of an iconic CEO from my perspective for years. And I followed him around. So I went to St. Paul with him and then came back to Travelers. So kind of total before I came to Copper Point, 34 years, mostly on the commercial insurance side, mostly on the public company side versus the mutual like Copper Point.
Wonderful. So a lot of things are happening with Copper Point right now. And I gave a little bit of the background and the history where Copper Point is concerned. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, about Copper Point, where it's been and where you're headed today?
Well, yes, Karen. And I think, first of all, you always have to give praise to the people that set the platform for me to be able to walk in and look at the situation I'm in. And that was Don Smith, who was the CEO who I came in and replace isn't the right word. He's really well known in town. We'll get to corporate giving, I'm sure, in a little bit, but a pretty neat guy. And he was one of the people that actually helped recruit me to come into Copper Point. And when I came in, I think, you know, we're at a pivotal point in the growth of our company. Amazing to go from, you know, the state fund to a private company, which was, you know, landmark. But when they asked and they were looking for people to come in to run the company, you know, one of the things that the board had really gotten comfortable with is using the fantastic balance sheet, the stable balance sheet that we have, but growing our footprint. And that was both geographically. So we're known as an Arizona-based work comp company, but we really wanted to extend our footprint both product-wise as well as geography. And so when the board talked to me about that, I got excited. And so I presented a plan in November of 2016, about 4 months after I got here, with some pretty aggressive plans, right, to build out the infrastructure of the company, look at the states. And I remember we put a map in front of the board. I think they were thinking 4 states and we put 22 on it.
Wow.
So it was a pretty dramatic change, but they approved the plan, the strategic plan. And, you know, that's what we've been working on ever since, that growth and product diversification.
Love it. Can you explain what a mutual insurance company is then? So because prior to this, y'all had been just workman's comp, right? For years, that's what CopperPoint has been known for.
Right.
But now, huge expansion, a lot of different products. What is a mutual insurance company then?
Yeah, it's a great question because I think it starts to add to the value proposition of our company. I worked in a public company or for a public company for years. Obviously, a public company is driving towards quarterly results. The shareholders are the people that own the company. And the mutual space, it's the opposite. Actually, the policyholders own the company.
Right.
And that's pretty cool. It's been a really neat change for me. The biggest driver of that is that you can look over the long haul for your financial performance. These are your constituents, are folks that look at you as in the community, as a community company. And that's really a big part of our value proposition. So yes, we're concerned about making sure that the company runs on a stable platform. We are profitable, but we can look at the investments and the return on those investments over a longer period of time than a public company. And it's a very unique experience. And I think it fits well for our company, especially when you think about corporate giving and being really embedded in the community. It's just a little bit different than how a public company would run.
Everybody's invested.
Correct. Yes.
Really, it's around lifting up each community that you serve.
Right.
And being part of that community and providing great products.
Yes.
Yeah. And because it's a mutual insurance company, that also gives the board members and all the stakeholders an opportunity to say what other products you need to bring into the fold. I mean, is that a big piece of it as well?
It is. And you mentioned that we have a 90-year history with workers' compensation. We're extremely proud of that. I can't think of a line of insurance, right? And when you think of the talent in your company or business, those are the employees that you have as the most precious thing that you would insure. That's what we've done. And we want to continue to use that 90-year experience, regardless of the expansion into other states, kind of as the lead line of insurance. But we also wanted to diversify, you know, not just geographically, but also from a product standpoint. When a customer pays a bill for insurance, they'd like to pay one bill. They'd like to have their insurance products in one place. Sometimes that's possible, you know, sometimes it's not, but we really didn't have that in our offering. So we're extremely excited. In June of 2016, we launched what would be a package for a business, so property and liability, commercial auto, and an umbrella policy. It rounds out, you know, the customer's needs really in the commercial insurance space. It was a pilot in 16. We're really excited now because it's fully rolling out. This month, it was effective on 3/1 to all of our agents in Arizona. And you're going to be seeing some exciting new commercials and, in the social media space as we really push forward with that. The plans, though, which are really what excite me, are to then take that expanded product and our workers' comp offering into other states in the West, and including our acquisition in California. You know, that's the exciting part to me, is to take that product and geographical diversification and really make that come to life.
It's products that companies need already,
yes.
Right? And as long as the relationship is there, then it makes sense to keep going back to the same carrier and saying, take care of it all for us.
Right.
It's a no-brainer. And yes. The community involvement is a big piece. I know we'll get to that in just a minute, but I'm fascinated with not only the longevity of CopperPoint, but also the direction that you're headed. So congratulations, and such major movement forward in 20 months.
Yes, but it's been fun. You know,
yes.
It's fun to build a business when it's built on such a solid foundation and reputation. It's to be honest with you, it's never easy, but it's a lot easier given, you know, when I came into town, when I go to a cocktail party, when I meet with any politicians that happen to be in town, the love for CopperPoint,
it's
and I can't
there.
Take any credit,
it's yeah.
there. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, long-standing relationship with Arizona overall. And again, the relationships and that community involvement, it's nice that you got to step into that. It's been hard work,
yes.
But the platform had been laid for you, and it's really fantastic to hear that. Tell us about the recent legislation to allow mutual holding companies in Arizona and how that has impacted or will impact CopperPoint.
Sure. We have passed law, so we had to pass a law to become a mutual holding company. There was not a law in Arizona.
Previously,
so
there wasn't one.
There was not.
I'm fascinated by that.
There's not a whole lot of mutuals in, Karen, in Arizona, so that could have been the reason that
okay.
I think about 34 other states had already adopted that law over time. And we had not. But the real genesis for that isn't just CopperPoint pushing for it. It's advantageous depending on a company's needs that might be a mutual. So for us, the most important thing was being able to spread that mutual policyholder ownership across all of our policyholders. At this time, we've got several companies that don't fall within the mutual experience for our policyholders. And the board and I both felt that we're a mutual company. We want everybody to experience the pride of ownership, the ability to have voting rights, et cetera. So that was a big, big piece for us. And the second one is it really does give us flexibility, in terms of how we organize our company in the future. We don't need capital. We don't need surplus. We're in great financial shape, but it just gives us an ability to be a bit more flexible. But the first priority is we want everybody to experience that mutual policyholder experience.
I was reading about your financial situation. You guys are really in a fantastic position.
We are. And, you know, I cannot take credit for that. But when they privatized, and that was Don Smith, Steve Tully, who's on our board, Judy Patrick, a lot of effort went in from the state to make sure that we got off to the right start as a company. And all the things that were done on that transaction date, whether it was some of the tax relief, the treatment of the company, et cetera, provided us that valuable financial position to be in to then be able to grow the company like we're doing today.
And that's got to, again, speak volumes to the companies that are coming in to become members in addition to those that have been with you for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, good. So 20 months, wow. We've talked a little bit about some of the major accomplishments, but what else would you like to speak to about really where you're headed at the helm of Copper Point?
Well, I'd love to just mention the fact that when we made the acquisition, which closed on 12/31 in California, that's a big, big deal for us.
The company
is called Pacific Comp.
Right.
The name fits the company, right? By the Pacific, and they write workers' compensation. They're very similar to us.
Yeah.
Which made the cultural fit, which we're going through now, so easy. But the flip side of that is there's so many businesses, as you know, that are either domiciled in Arizona that have locations in California or vice versa and all the states in between. And by making that acquisition, you know, we've really helped our policyholder base, making it easy for our agents and brokers to do business in both of those states. We know how big California is. You know, Phoenix is exploding. It's really been a great synergy. And then secondly, because they do the same line that we do, they have great expertise in California, which can be a difficult marketplace to do workers' compensation. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to have that expertise in a domiciled company. But it furthered the plans that we sat down with the board, right? If we wanted to do geographic expansion outside of Arizona, it's tough to ignore California. It's just a significant presence. I think it's, I forget what, fourth, fifth, sixth largest GDP in the world coming out of California. It helps us. It's a real linchpin in terms of where we want to go from here. And our plans are to expand past workers' compensation in California as well. To diversify the product.
It makes sense then going into new states to look to see who's already doing it right and doing it well, and if there's an opportunity to do it together, right?
Yes.
Is there ever a time that Copper Point would go into another state and just establish itself from the ground up? I don't know enough about how that works. Are you always looking to find teams are already existing?
Yeah, it's perfect timing for the question because we're actually launching our own brand. We have written business in other states. It's through a relationship with another insurance company who is licensed in those states today that we're going to be going onto our own paper. So Colorado, Nevada, good examples. We write policies in both of those states. The policyholders wouldn't necessarily recognize that was Copper Point. As of November, we're going to have our Copper Point brand and paper in those two states, followed by Utah and New Mexico. So we're bringing the brand in, and that's not having bought a company. It is just launching into the state, you know, hiring people and looking at our value proposition in light of the competition and think we'll have a good chance.
No, I'll say for sure. What are some of the new products then beyond the workman's comp? We talked a little bit about commercial insurance. What can you talk specifically about some of those products?
We are excited with the offering that we're putting into Arizona for the other lines of business. Obviously, commercial auto, umbrella.
Pretty,
you know, pretty standard lines. But we've also added EPLI, which is employers' practices liability.
Okay.
You know, very necessary line or added coverage. And now the exploding, you know, cyber, the issues with cyber liability, how many businesses are facing that? You know, you're seeing hack stories
every day,
whether it's the government, whether it's private business. And we're excited to be also attaching that to our product.
And inland marine, what is that? Inland, is that just...
It could be the tools on a contractor's truck. You know, it's anything that really is free and on the job site or additional property that we want to pick up, we can cover through Inland Marine. So, and again, it's a fairly basic coverage that everybody needs, but we didn't have it on our initial launch, and so we're excited to have a very robust product in the market.
What are you hearing back from your members? Then they must be thrilled that this is kind of a one stop shop. That's what it's becoming.
Yes, and when I think of our members, I think of a couple of different things, right? Customers can be our policyholders who are paying the bill. We used to be a direct writer, writing those customers directly as a state fund. Now we're really proud to be writing our business through brokers and agents, independent agents who have a choice, right? So they look at different companies. With those brokers, we have very few. So we have chosen a little bit of a different path. Many insurance companies appoint a lot of agencies and brokers across the country. We've chosen to use very limited distribution, picking the very best to represent our company and really limit where our product can go so that those people feel like they have something very, very special in the Copper Point or Pacific Comp brand. And Pacific Comp in California already had limited distribution as well. So very easy cultural fit to where we're going, but very, very important part of our value proposition.
So there's a lot of different layers to the Copper Point Insurance family,
yes.
Right? There's the community at large, because you guys are so involved in community outreach. And then there's members, there's the policyholders, there's the brokers. Is that the right term?
Yes, yeah. Yes, agents and brokers.
And then, of course, your employee team.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Can we talk a little bit about your community involvement then as a company? I know... my first introduction to Copper Point was through Jill Maruca, who is your community engagement manager. And I've loved getting to know her. We're on the board together for Treasures for Teachers. And I always like to say, when people are representing a company and it's the first introduction to them, I always think that they're that's who we think the company is. Isn't that true? You know, even if you go to a restaurant and whoever is the guy who's holding the door for you or the hostess at the front desk, that makes up my restaurant experience. And yes. So with Jill, it was just great because she is a huge advocate for Treasures for Teachers. She's out there in community. She always has a heartbeat on everything. And I think based on what you're sharing with me today, that really is who y'all are.
Garen, I could talk about this all day long.
Let's.
So I think it's one of the things that really makes Copper Point different. A lot of companies give back in this area, in Phoenix in general, and it's great. We rank number 10th right now on a list that includes Fortune 500, Dow 30. We're extremely, extremely proud of that. Most importantly, because it means something to our employees, and it means a lot to our agents, brokers, and policyholders. Our feeling is, and part of our value proposition, we want to serve and give back in the communities that we exist in, that we're doing business in. And Phoenix is a great example of that. I was in a room yesterday with 50 employees, something that's near and dear to my heart, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation.
I read that.
I have a son who's a type 1, and it's one of any and many diseases that you could pick. Everybody gets passionate about. But those are 50 of my employees. We're a co-sponsor for the walk that's going to come up. We're 14,000 people walk for that cause. And as I said to them, I don't care if you're here. I love it that they're there helping me with JDRF. I don't care if it's JDRF or any other thing. We give a tremendous amount of money to United Way. Just give. You know, the feeling of giving back is so personal, but it makes you feel so good. And our employees have it. They are on fire for it. 84% of our employees actually give money, not just their time. We devote over 4,500 hours of volunteer time as a company. So it's so built into the fabric of who we are.
It's the culture.
It's very special. Yes. And I'm blessed to be able to continue that. That was developed long before I came, but it's such a core part of who we are.
Right. And it made a perfect fit for you as an individual and as a family as well.
Absolutely. And just by the way, we are also taking that giving spirit to Pacific Comp in California. So part of our program is to work with our agents and brokers on their charities that they feel passionate about. And we then co-sponsor or co-endorse those. Wounded Warriors with Pilcher and USI was the latest one that I was involved in, where we do matching funds. And so we're taking that same model out to California, where they had not been a company that had previously been as involved in the community. And they're thrilled. They're very excited about it.
We had on our show not too long ago, Taryn and Ryder Lauer. Do you know the Lauer family? They're very involved in junior diabetes here in Arizona. In fact, Ryder is one of the spokespeople, young gentleman who plays basketball and football. And I think he's 11 or 12 and he's become a great spokesperson.
Youth ambassador. One of their youth ambassadors.
Yes, a youth ambassador. That's the term. Fantastic. Yes. And he was on our Best of Health series with his mom and really spoke to, you know, don't let something like this keep you down. Find the right team and support to help you stay healthy. And all the neat technology that's happening around how to care for someone with diabetes is phenomenal. But he just said, you know, his first experience in the hospital, he decided as he looked up at his mom and dad and said, I'm not going to let this get me. And now he's this great spokesperson.
It's awesome. And you know what? They represent such a tough disease, but so many people that turn from children into adults, usually you get it when you're a child. And what I love about JDRF is, you know, 80 cents in the dollar goes to also improving the lives, not just looking for a cure, but to your point, Karen, you know, improving the lives. And it's with you every day, unfortunately, and hopefully we can beat it. But until then, it's a great organization that really cares about making the quality of the lives of those young people into adults as easy as possible.
Yeah, love it. We've talked a lot about Copper Points, you know, community involvement, some of the neat things that you all are starting to branch out to in the different states as well. What else makes Copper Point different?
I would love to just speak for a second on something we've worked really hard on. It's our new branding philosophy. And one of the things that we met as a team and then talked to many of our customers, we talked to our agents and brokers, is we feel that getting closer to the customer will take us further. And it's a slogan that we've developed. I'd love to take all full credit for that, but we did have a firm that helped us. But I think they met with us, this outside firm had met with us for about 4 months on an engagement. And we all kind of sat in a room and said, you know what? We really believe that. You know, you can have the best plans, you can have the best products, you can have the best customers. But you know what? If you don't execute on your service levels, if you don't take that extra mile, extra step to talk and be courteous to somebody, even if the conversation's going badly. So we said, you're a customer in 2017. We had the best year Copper Points ever had. So we want to stress that ability to make both our policyholders and our agents and brokers and people in the community know that we're going to invest in technology. We're going to invest in an infrastructure that makes our company very nimble and very efficient, have world-class products. But at the end of the day, we want all of that to work back to the phone conversation, the email, the personal touch when our loss control or our claims people, most importantly, are impacting a customer, that we take that the extra step, because that will differentiate us among other insurance companies from a competitive standpoint. And it's that love for the company, love for civic activity. You bundle that all up and our closer, and it really is our closer campaign, that the employees got behind it and got excited. Our board loved it. And so we're taking that out into the public as part of our campaign as to our value prop and who we are when we show up.
Insurance can tend to be, at least from my perspective, a sore subject, whether it's health insurance or commercial insurance, business insurance, you name it. It's not always a conversation that people love to have. And I think insurance companies often get a bad rap about their lack of customer service, not being customer centric. And that's who Copper Point has been all along. And I love to hear you say that's really where you're headed. And it's built into the branding. This is who we are. And we want to say it loud and proud. And everyone's going to be aware of it.
Absolutely.
Love it. Fantastic. Yes. What opportunities are there for employees in the insurance industry here in Phoenix? Any tips or suggestions that you might have for people who might be entering the industry?
I love this question because I think that there's a lack of younger people at times that are coming into our industry. Actually, we have the problem on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it's not just Copper Point. You know, there's many people in my age, you know, that are in their 50s, have a tremendous amount of knowledge, ability to give that knowledge to somebody else. But I don't think we find ourselves placing our type of business that we do in an attractive way for younger people, whether it's college campuses, people that are looking to get into financial services. We're not at the top of that list. Hmm. Copper Point and many companies are taking on the task of how do we make this and how do we explain who we are that's a much sexier version of a financial services company. And I say that in the best of terms because we get into analytics, we get into advanced technology, we get into customer and social media. marketing, all the things that any other financial services company does. But I think people don't understand that. And so we have people that are now joining our company as interns, in the summer so that we can continue to recruit them as they go into college and come out of college. We are taking college interns into our business more to educate them and to get them excited about what CopperPoint and what insurance is all about. I couldn't think of a better industry to do the things we've just talked about today, right? Not only have a good career, not only to make an income for yourself and your family, but to test all the things that you want to do with your career, whether you want to be in sales, whether you want to be in the analytics side of the fence. We are building a robust IT platform, and we are finding IT talent all across the globe to come in and help us because they find it exciting to work at CopperPoint. And you think of Phoenix and the tech corridor, what GPEC is doing with, yes, Chris Camacho and all the things that are going on in Phoenix. It's been reborn into the tech corridor.
And it's a tight-knit group of people. So regardless of what company you work for in technology, at least here in Arizona, they are all abuzz. They're about collaboration. They're about lifting each other up. And I think I'm watching it spill into other industries within the Arizona. It's really kind, yes, of fun to see. So CopperPoint is, again, part of that. So we're really talking at anybody at any degree of their career ought to take a look at opportunities with CopperPoint to see where they might be a good fit.
No, I think not only that, but some people, I think, wake up in the morning and ask, what am I doing to make a difference? And if you think of the natural catastrophes that have occurred across the U.S., forget even outside the U.S. this year, wildfires, horrific storms, winter storms, but we're talking severe damage, right?
Yeah.
The wineries in Napa, I mean, that was on the news. But this industry and our product puts people's lives back together again at the worst possible moment. And I've seen it. I saw it with my former employer. I've seen it here, to be able to visit a place that's been devastated by a catastrophe and know that your company and the product that you're putting out there in a very, very difficult time is rebuilding lives. I think that's hard not to get behind that. And again, that story sometimes doesn't get out there, but this is the perfect year. It's one of the worst years for natural catastrophes in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm. I'm just pausing and reflecting on all the catastrophes we have experienced. And I don't watch the news often, but when I do, my heart is always warmed when there's a company and an organization that is rallied to the call to help out. So not just financially, but even when the employees get involved and help out, whether it's a school situation or it's fires, whatever it is. And that's about your culture. That's what you're creating. And it sounds, again, CopperPoint has already been doing this for long before you entered into, right, the picture. But how wonderful it is to say that this is really a company that wants to be part of the community and continue to grow and take care of its employees and its families and its members.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a blessing, certainly, to be able to come in and serve in a company like this and take it to the next level, which is what I'm hoping to do with the board and with the team that we've assembled in the company. And, I think we're well on our way for a short period of time.
I know we talked about, I think it was the Phoenix Business Journal ranking that you mentioned, putting CopperPoint as one of the top 10 companies. But aren't you listed also as one of the best places to work in Arizona as well?
Yes, we've actually achieved that award for the last 5 years. And
what? Not just one time, but five. Oh boy.
And we continue to move up in the rankings.
Yeah.
And won't be satisfied until we're number one. But no, it's been a real honor to be named as one of the best places to work. And, I think our employees, like I said, having 50 people in the room yesterday, don't have to be there working for a cause. They're excited. They're excited about the direction in the company. And I think that vibe comes out when we do the survey work that ranks us as one of the best places to work in Phoenix.
And I love, too, that you talked about your campaign. It really is our responsibility as business owners and larger small corporations to be able to tell our success story. That's part of what we do, obviously, at Phoenix Business Radio X, is to make sure that we create that platform. But I love it when a company says, we know who we are, we know who we represent and why we do it, and we want to make sure that we get it out there. So to have you share that your PR and marketing team and really everybody involved is saying this, we're going to tell some fun stories through social media, TV, and that sort of thing. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Absolutely. We are too.
Yeah. Very good. So what else can we talk about that we may have missed? We have a little bit more time here, and we just want to make sure we have an opportunity to cover it all. Have I missed asking something?
No, I don't think so. Other than I did want to mention that again, it's not just about all charities. We do a number of charities. I think we do over 100 charities that we're involved in. But one of the things, and this again happened and occurred long before I got here, but we do give back to the arts. And so one of the things that I think has been fantastic about Copper Point is, you know, the ballet and the theater, we're not always, you know, at the top, the ballet and the opera, we're not always at the top in terms of where they were with the financial downturn in Phoenix. And Copper Point stepped in at their most difficult times. And it's really neat to see both the ballet and the opera thriving today, doing well. We are a consistent, you know, purchaser of the Nutcracker when that goes on every year. We have a great partnership, you know, with the ballet on that. It's kind of our signature event.
But, I didn't realize that. I was thinking again, just, you know, nonprofit and charitable.
Right. That's why I wanted to.
Yeah,
because
love
they,
that.
Quite frankly, it would have been difficult for them to both be here today without really? Copper Point stepping in when they did, and they're forever thankful for that. And we consider it something that, again, giving back to the community. When you think about luring other businesses in to Phoenix, you know, they want to know the arts are strong. They want to know education is strong, something that Don Smith, the former CEO, was absolutely, you know, behind. I'm behind it. Both my parents were teachers. We know that we have a little bit of a gap to close in Phoenix. I think that gap is being closed with the school system. But as we want to recruit other companies in, as I get, I'm selfish as I want other businesses to come in that I can insure for workers' comp and other lines, they're going to look at the school system. And so, you know, we're very, very active in that channel as well. And I think, again, it's just a signature piece of the company that we understand the civic role and responsibility, and we've stepped up on that.
We spoke a little bit about Jill, obviously my relationship with her for Treasures for Teachers. And again, just in my small, my little world, Karen's world, I really didn't realize how many other organizations Copper Point is involved in. Are there other people like Jill and yourself who are involved? I mean, as employees, do you encourage folks to serve on boards and volunteer at a larger capacity?
We do. First of all, Judy Schumacher, you know, heads up our LLC for community giving. And so that's where Jill also comes in. But Judy does a tremendous job for us in the community. She also helps connect the board, our board, you know, with possibilities there on where they can serve. And yes, it's a big part of who we are, not just our senior team, senior executive team. We look for opportunities on where we can be on boards and make an impact, not just to get the voice of Copper Point out, but to make a difference as individuals. So it's a big priority for us.
I think I remember seeing actually there's 47 or just under 50 boards that you're involved in. Is that right?
Yes. And
wow.
The target areas on some of those boards would be health and safety, arts and culture, education, as we just spoke about, economic diversity. So some of the things that I'm involved in and the company with GPEC and the Greater Phoenix League as well. You know, we're really trying to position ourselves across the community, across the business environment in Phoenix to get the word out, to chip in where we can, and to also make a difference.
I love that you said that education and business go hand in hand, right? If we continue to grow as a community of Arizona business leaders, both medium, small, Fortune 500 companies, all the way down to the little guy who has a window washing company with his son at ASU, education matters. And if our larger companies continue to influence and support and guide from a business perspective, right, as well as community involvement and financial support as well, it's a win. And we're going to continue to grow and really continue to be on the map for so many things as far as Arizona is concerned. The arts, athletics,
right,
education, technology, aerospace, health, wellness, I mean, you name it. I think we're really headed in that direction. And we have companies like Copper Point to thank for that.
Well, I think we're also blessed too. You know, I would want to comment on Michael Crow. I've met him several times, but the work that he's done with ASU, we also capitalize on. So we're downtown. ASU obviously has a major presence downtown. You know, we're tapping into a program with them for their graduates, if you will, and interns for folks that haven't graduated yet in our finance area, our analytics area. But again, you know, that's just a natural partnership and one that we see as a great extension. And he's brought such vitality to downtown that it's made a big difference for us in terms of our recruiting efforts.
And you yourself are involved in, I know obviously we said the Junior Diabetes Group, but also the Greater Phoenix Economic Chamber, is that right?
The Greater Phoenix Economic Council.
Yeah, council, yes, sorry.
Yes, and we, yes. I call it GPEC for short.
Yeah,
but yes.
Okay, so you did speak to that.
Right, so I sit on the board with Chris Camacho and, you know, making such a difference in, getting companies to look at Phoenix as a marketplace and to come in. And along with the tech corridor, which is growing so rapidly here. So exciting. And Tucson, with the development that's going on in Tucson, it's really across the state that very, very exciting for us.
And Copper Point will continue to stay headquartered here in Metro Phoenix area, even though you continue to expand beyond the Arizona walls?
Absolutely. In fact, if anything, you know, our headquarters here is going to continue to grow with expansion. We want this to be the corporate headquarters. This is where the company's located. But we'll have our outpost, and Pacific Op is a much bigger than an outpost. It basically helped double the size of the company. But this will always be where we're headquartered.
And 475 employees right now, right? 13,000 policyholders, $420 million annual premium, and $4.1 billion in assets. That's incredible.
It's a great, great platform, and we're only going to get larger and more profitable as we go along. I mean, that's the goal. I think we're well on our way, and we're really excited about to see where this footprint can go.
Absolutely. And peace of mind keeps showing up in my mind as we're chatting, right? It's not only community involvement, but also making sure that businesses have the support that they need with regard to insurance and their employees. Is peace of mind an important phrase for Copper Point, or is there a different phrase that you would use to describe who you are?
I think peace of mind describes a natural manufacturing plant. It was a printing operation that I visited shortly after I got here. And I remember that, you know, we were on the site, and this gentleman has a beautiful, beautiful printing operation. And within that operation, he said, you know, I used to be part of the state fund and insured through Copper Point when it was the state fund. And I'm now, you know, proud to be with my agent or broker that he's with. He said, but the difference is that you were loss control people when you come in, or we have had a few claims. There's a caring attitude. I've developed a relationship with your company. And that relationship goes to, hey, you care about my most trusted asset, my employees. And the employees in his plant know that. They know Copper Point. They feel it's a partnership. And I think that gives that owner great comfort and relief, knowing that when he goes to bed at night, he has put the best possible safety standards in his plant that he could put in. And that's been a partnership with our company and his business. And I think we've insured him for over 10 years, the last decade. So it's stories like that that really,
absolutely,
I think, make a big difference for us.
Yeah. And that is peace of mind. As a small business owner, I go to bed each night, and I don't have employees that work with me at Business Radio X yet, but my husband owns an auto shop in Chandler, and we have employees that we have to account for. So peace of mind is right. Really critical to make sure that you know everything, all the ducks in a row. There's so many moving parts and things that are happening for businesses.
Yes.
And when you are at the helm of that, like yourself, you've got to make sure that everything's kind of swinging harmoniously together, and to know that Copper Point can help with that and just, again, be peace of mind for you and your families that you represent and the community at large is incredible.
It's not a tangible product. You know,
right.
It's not that you're walking off and you're buying a piece of art or whatever. This is something that you purchase and that you quite frankly hope that you never have to use. But at that time, when you do have to use it, you know, we want to make sure that we're delivering on that promise of unbelievable customer service, empathy, if there's a claim, and understanding that wherever we end up on that we care about the employee in this case, and with our expanding lines, that we care about the property and the commercial auto, that if something really, really large happens, that we have an umbrella policy for them. So, you know, it's all those things that we still have to appreciate and understand that they hope they never use. And at that critical time, we want to be that preferred partner that steps up and does the job that's required.
It makes me think back to the observation that I had earlier around insurance companies sometimes feel like they're just so far off from what we're doing, and they really, they don't care about what happens. But we're talking about the human aspect of Copper Point, that really Copper Point is, it really could be a best friend. It's a human partner, as opposed to this big entity that's just there when we need it.
It's funny because we just did some work where we looked at our values, our core values, and human was a strange word maybe, but was one of the core values that we had.
Oh, wow.
You know, we redid that, and the rest of the values would be inventive, hardworking, principled, and committed. But most of all, that human one is what struck us, because there's a lot of industries, not just insurance, that are moving more towards whether it's predictive modeling, analytics, et cetera, further away from the human conversation. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is kind of have that empowerment behind the scenes, but bring the human conversation, bring the dialogue, if you will, to close the deal or discuss terms and conditions on a policy, be out with our loss control people working with an insured to make sure that their environment gets better, that it's more protected. That's the human touch. And I think in this world today, it has nothing really to do with insurance. People are moving away from that. And we all feel that in our personal lives. And I think the neat thing about Copperpoint is we get the behind the scenes, we get the efficiency like I spoke about before, but we really, really get that desire to have that human contact when it really counts. And we're excited to be able to do that.
Yeah, the technology has to be there so that you can automate and systematize and strategize and grow, of right. course, but we can't lose that human element as the end user. Right? Yes. The person at the end of the phone call or their phone app, whatever it is that they're engaging, they've got to feel that somebody on the other end deeply cares about who they are.
And the last thing I wanted to say on that, Karen, is one of the words that we didn't put in to our values was scrappy. Now, it sounds funny, and we felt hardworking was a better description, uh-huh. but I think the reality of that word is a determining factor in who we are.
Scrappy.
I came from a very large company. Tons of resources yeah. at my disposal. We're a smaller company, so we know we have to work harder for everything that we get. And I think that shows in our passion and energy as employees. I know it shows in Pacific Comp, the acquisition in California. They're also a smaller company. And so when you're amongst the giant insurance companies, you know that you have to work harder. You have to be scrappy.
And I
say that with all the professionalism. You know, our people are professional, but it's that little extra step that they have in the morning when they get out of bed to out-hustle, quite frankly, the competition.
It's the grit, right?
It is, absolutely.
It's the hustle and the grit. Scrappy. Okay, good. Hashtag scrappy. You heard it here, folks. I love it. Mark, it really has been a pleasure to get to know you. I really do welcome you back again as you begin to or continue to grow and expand. And I would love at another point in time to have more Copperpoint Insurance members of your team come back and let's talk more about the philanthropic involvement. Let's even talk about the art. So open invitation to get to know you guys better.
Karen, thank you for the opportunity. It's been great.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.